Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to start a new series that we're calling No Good Thing. And in this series, we're going to be learning about the goodness of God. And we're going to be learning about how important it is that you and I have a revelation that our God is a good God. Praise the Lord. Now let's go over to Psalm 84, and we're going to look here at verse 11, and this will be our foundation text in this teaching. Psalm 84, verse 11 says this, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Come on, friends, say it with me. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And of course, that's where we get the title of the series, No Good Thing. Now, in this verse, it gives us some insight into what the will of God is. Let's look at the verse again. It says, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield." And then it says this, "The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." It is not the will of God to withhold good from them that walk uprightly. It's not the will of God to keep back any good thing from them who walk uprightly. No, friend, it is the will of God to give good, not to withhold good. And this verse is saying that God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. And of course, you can just fill in the blank of what any good thing is to you. You know, he won't hold back or withhold healing. He won't withhold deliverance from anxiety and depression. He won't withhold restoration of your marriage if you need that. He won't withhold the finances that you need to do the things that he's called you to do. He won't withhold peace, our joy, our strength. All of these things are good things, and according to this verse, our God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly, praise the Lord. I like how the verse starts off. It says that the Lord will give grace and glory. See, we got a God that wants to give you grace, that wants to give you glory in the sense of good things. He's not withholding good things from you. He's not trying to keep good things away from you. No, he wants to give good things to you. Praise the Lord. Psalm 85, verse 12. This is another verse that we'll look at on the broadcast over the next five episodes. It says there, "The Lord will give that which is good." He will give that which is good. Didn't say that he's going to withhold that which is good. No, he's going to give that which is good. And the verse 1 would say, "And our land shall yield her increase." What did it say again? "The Lord shall give that which is good." And then Psalm 145, verse 8 says this, "The Lord is gracious." Well, there it is again, gracious. It's a big word, but one of the things it's talking about, when you're gracious, you're giving good, not withholding good. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Now, I like this verse 9. It says, the Lord is good to all. And so, friend, what do you and I know about our good God? We know this, that He withholds no good thing from them that walk uprightly, but instead He gives that which is good. And according to that last verse we read in Psalm 145, verse 9, our God is good to all. The Lord withholds no good, but instead He gives that which is good, and our God is good to all. Now, friend, one thing that you and I must do is we have to allow God to be who He revealed Himself to be in His Word. I want to say that to you again. We have to allow God to be who He revealed Himself to be in His Word. And what I mean by that is a lot of times you and I can have an experience that makes it seem like, well, no, God looked like God withheld something good from me there. Looks like God didn't give something good to that person. Looks like God wasn't good to this person or that person. And you can have experiences like that that will try to challenge the truth and the validity of the Word of God. And friend, what you and I have to do is we have to allow God to be in our hearts and in our minds who He has revealed Himself to be in His Word, and we have to demonstrate an undying loyalty to the Word of God, that I am with the Word no matter what my experiences say. You also have a group of people who try to base what they believe about God off of human reasoning. And people will start saying things like, well, no, if God really was good to all, then why are all these, why is all this innocent blood being shed all over the world? Why are children suffering all over the world? You know, fill in the blank. If God really is good, then why this and why that? Friend, all that is human reasoning. Reasoning your way around to try to find the truth. And what you and I need to do is we need to let God be who He has revealed Himself to be in His Word, and we need to demonstrate an undying loyalty to the Word. And what that means is that an experience that I have or that you have had may make it look like these verses aren't true, but I'm with the Word. I elevate the Word above my reasoning. I elevate the Word above my experiences. And I don't have to have an answer for every question somebody brings up. I don't have to have an answer for every experience in my life. I know this. My God doesn't withhold any good thing from them who walk uprightly. I know that my God gives that which is good, and I know the God that I serve is good to all. And in spite of what experiences I've had or you've had, in spite of what maybe human reasoning says, I am sticking with the Word. The Word is the truth, the Word is right, and my loyalty is to the Word. And so no matter what my head tries to say, no matter what my experiences try to say, this is what I say. I say my God doesn't withhold anything good from them that walk uprightly. I say my God gives that which is good. And I say my God is good to all. Praise the Lord. You got to get rooted and grounded in those three truths. God's not withholding good. He's giving good, and he is good to all, and demonstrate an undying loyalty to the Word of God. And friend, let God be in your heart and in your mind who he has revealed himself to be in the Scripture. My experiences and my reasoning don't change what it says in Psalm 84:11 and Psalm 85:12 and Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9. My reasoning and my experiences don't change those verses. Those verses are true in spite of human reasoning and in spite of any experiences that you, I, or anybody else has ever had in the earth. Praise the Lord. Now let's go over to Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to look there at verse 1. Genesis 3 and verse 1. And one of the first things the devil ever tried to do was to get man to believe that God wasn't good and that God was trying to keep the man from good. I like to say it like this, that God was holding out on the man. This is one of the first things the devil ever tried to get man to believe. And in Genesis 3, verse 1, it says, "The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he said to the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The woman said to him, Eve said to him, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not die, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, what is the insinuation that the devil is trying to make here? The insinuation is God doesn't want you to eat of that tree because he knows if you do eat of that tree, there's something good that you're going to see, there's something good that you're going to be, and there's something good that you're going to know that God doesn't want you to know. There's something good he doesn't want you to see, something good he doesn't want you to be, something good he doesn't want you to know, and that's why he's trying to keep you from eating of that tree, because if you eat of that tree, you're going to start to experience these good things that God doesn't want you to experience. And the insinuation is God is holding out on you. There's something good that you'll see. There's something good that you'll be. There's something good that you'll know if you eat of that tree. And God doesn't want you to enjoy those good things. He's holding out on you. You can even hear it in the language of the verses. In verse 1, he said, hasn't God said you can't eat of every tree of the garden? You can even hear it in the tone of what he's saying. How come God won't let you eat of every tree of the garden? He must be holding out on you some way. And then Eve goes, no, we can eat of all the trees of the garden. It's just the fruit of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. We can't eat of that one. If we touch it, if we eat of it, we're going to die. And the serpent says, you're not going to die. God does know. See, God knows that if you eat of it, something good's going to happen. He doesn't want you to have it, then how come you can't eat of every tree of the garden? And he goes, well, if we eat it, it's going to hurt us. And he goes, no, it ain't. God knows if you eat it, you're going to have something good that you don't have right now. The insinuation, the underlying lie here is that God is holding out on you, that God is trying to keep good from you. God is trying to keep you from enjoying something good. He's holding out on you. He knows if you eat it, something good's going to happen. And that's why you can't eat of every tree of the garden. And friend, the truth was, God was trying to keep them from experiencing something bad. What did he say? He said, if you eat of it, you're going to die. He was trying to keep them from bad. He wasn't trying to keep good from them. He was trying to keep bad from them. But this is one of the first things the enemy ever did, was try to get man to believe God is holding out on you. that God is not the way he says he is in Psalm 84, Psalm 85, and Psalm 145 verses. He's not that way. He's not good to all. He's not giving good. He's withholding good. That's what the enemy is trying to get Eve and Adam to believe in these verses. And the problem with believing that God is holding out on you, when you believe that God is holding out on you, that makes room for rebellion. When you believe that God is trying to keep you from good, that God is not for your good, that God is trying to keep good away from you, it makes room for rebellion. Because why trust a God? Why follow a God who is holding out on me? And see, that's why Adam and Eve rebelled, because their rebellion was rooted in the belief that God's holding out on us, that he's not good, he's not for our good. And friend, when you believe that, it makes room for rebellion. Again, why trust a God? Why follow a God that is not for my good? And we see this in Deuteronomy and Numbers with the children of Israel. And I'll just read you some verses in the time we have left. In Deuteronomy 1:26, it says this, talking about the children of Israel who would not go into the promised land. It says this about them, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. You see, they believed that God hated them, that God's not for our good, that God's trying to keep us from good. He's trying to lead us into bad. And believing that about God is why the scripture said they rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. Well, why did they rebel? Because they believed God was holding out on them, that God was not for their good. And if Satan can get people to believe that God is holding out on them, that God is not good, he's not for your good, he's trying to keep you from good, if he can get people to believe those kinds of things, he can get them to rebel. And that is what he wants more than anything else. He wants people to rebel from God and not do what God says, because in rebelling from God, people actually start to miss out on the good things that God wants them to have. See, if you rebel from God, God wants good things for you and me. But if you rebel from Him, then you won't enjoy those good things. And that's what the enemy wants. He really is out for your bad. He's out to steal. He's out to kill. He's out to destroy. He's the one that wants to keep you from good. But to keep you from good, he's got to get you to rebel from God. And to get you to rebel from God, he's got to get you and I to start looking at God with a raised eyebrow. What I mean by that, he's got to get us believing that God's not for my good. God's keeping good from me. God's holding back. God's holding out on me. If he can get us to believe that, he can get us to rebel. And if he gets us to rebel, he can get us missing out on the good things that God wants for us. And friend, I believe you're beginning to see why it is so important that you and I get rooted in the reality that our God is a good God and he is withholding no good thing from me. Praise the Lord. Now, we see the opposite of this with Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 14:9. It says this, this is Joshua and Caleb talking to the children of Israel who eventually rebelled. They said to those people, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, for their defense is departed from them. Now watch this, the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Why did Joshua and Caleb, why didn't they rebel? It was because of that phrase right there where they said, the Lord is with us. See, they knew God was for them. They knew God was for their good. And that was the reason they didn't rebel, because they knew our God is a good God. He's for our good. And when you believe that, friend, you don't rebel from the Lord, but you follow Him fully. That's what it says about them in Numbers 32, 12. It said, Joshua and Caleb have wholly followed the Lord. See, the reason they didn't rebel is because this, they said, God's with us. God's for us. God's for our good. That's why they didn't rebel, because they believed that. And the other ones rebelled because they believed God's holding out on us. God's not for our good. Friend, it's vitally important that you get so deeply rooted in this reality that God is not withholding anything good from me. God is giving good. God is for my good. You need to get rooted in that reality that protects you from rebellion, and that puts you in a position to trust God and follow Him no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in the world. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 in the Amplified Bible says this, do you have no regard for the wealth of His kindness and tolerance and patience in withholding His wrath? Are you actually unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, and seek His purpose for your life. King James Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. Friend, it's a revelation of the goodness of God that causes people to follow God, to repent, to stop going the way they are going, and to turn to God and follow Him. It's when we see how good our God is, that's what produces hearts that trust, hearts that follow, hearts that stick with God, hearts that don't rebel from God. Where do those things come from? It comes because I have a revelation in my heart that my God is a good God, and He is not withholding any good thing from me. What does that do? That positions me to trust God and follow Him no matter what's going on in my life. What people need to see more than anything is they need to see how good God is. Praise God. That's what the sinner needs to see more than anything. He needs to see how good God is. And if he ever sees how good God is, he'll repent and trust and start following God. And friend, as you and I get greater revelation of how good God is, we'll trust better, we'll trust more, we'll follow better. We will follow God more and more quickly will we yield to Him and follow Him when we see how good He is. Seeing how good God is will cause you to follow Him and trust Him. And friend, that will actually lead to you experiencing more of His goodness in your life. The more you follow Him, the more you trust Him, the more good things you're going to experience in your life. And so one of the most important messages, friend, that could ever be preached is that our God is a good God. He is not withholding good from us, but He takes pleasure in our prosperity. It's one of the most important messages that can be preached in the earth today, is that God takes pleasure in our prosperity, and He's a good God, and He's trying to get good to you, not keep good from you. This is one of the most important things that can be preached in the earth. This is what causes people to repent according to the Scripture. And this is why the message, the so-called prosperity message, has been so attacked and so targeted by the devil. Because if people ever do see God is for my good, God is a good God. He wants me to prosper. He's not trying to keep good from me. He's trying to get good to me. If people ever do see that, they will start to repent and follow God by the millions, praise the Lord, if they ever do see it. And the enemy doesn't want them to see it. But friend, we see it, praise God, and we're going to preach it, and we're going to preach it boldly, that our God's a good God. He's not withholding good from us, and He takes pleasure in our prosperity. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You that You are a good God. Father, we're so thankful today to know that You are not withholding any good thing from us. And throughout the rest of this series, Father, we ask You to help us to see how good You truly are and give us a revelation of Your goodness higher and greater and stronger than we've ever had before. And we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back next time because we are going to continue this powerful series that we're calling No Good Thing. And you are not going to want to miss what's coming next. We'll see you then.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to MAM.TV to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith and help you experience victory in your life.
Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.
Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today